proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible study. In our last session, we began a series on the fear nots in the Bible. God tells his people not to fear as a response to imminent danger. In a world that's been corrupted by sin, danger might seem to lurk around every corner. This can bring about fear, and when God's people become fearful, though, they can rest assured that God still watches over them. The Bible contains numerous examples of divine encouragement, which God extended to those in need. In Genesis 21, God told Abraham to cast out Hagar and her son Ishmael. Abraham complied, even though the act, quote, was grievous in his sight, unquote. He provided the pair with bread and water and sent them into the wilderness. And while they wandered in the wilderness of Beersheba, Ishmael cried out because he was thirsty. The angel of the Lord spoke to Hagar, reassuring her in the time of danger. Quote, "Fear not, for God hath heard the voice of the lad where he is," unquote. God provided for them a well filled with water, which sustained their lives. In Genesis chapter 46, God directed Jacob to travel to Egypt and live there. Jacob initially hesitated to comply, perhaps fearing that the native Egyptian population would eventually enslave his descendants, a circumstance which actually happened. God reassured Jacob, though, quote, "Fear not to go down into Egypt, for I will there make of thee a great nation," unquote. Reassured by God, Jacob journeyed to Israel with his family. God caused them to multiply there and initially prosper. The Israelites in the wilderness on their way to the Promised Land, the Israelites in the wilderness feared the inhabitants of Canaan, particularly those inhabitants they refer to as giants. Moses, as God's spokesman, bolstered their confidence. Thus he told the Israelites in Deuteronomy chapter 20, "Hear, O Israel, ye approach this day unto battle against your enemies. Let not your hearts faint. Fear not, and do not tremble, neither be ye terrified because of them," unquote. Rahab testified to the effectiveness of God's protection in Joshua chapter 2, when she told the two spies that, quote, "As soon as we had heard these things, our hearts did melt, neither did there remain any more courage in any man because of you. For the Lord your God, he is God in heaven above and in earth beneath," unquote. Even after the Israelites settled in the Promised Land, God continually bolstered their courage by exhorting them not to fear danger from enemies. In the 41st chapter of Isaiah, for instance, God proclaimed, quote, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God," unquote. He continued by stating that, quote, "All they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded." God's people testified to his power for protecting them. David affirmed, quote, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" Unquote. Words he penned in Psalm 27. David further asserted in Psalm 34 that, quote, "I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears," unquote. David had no need to be afraid. As the writer of Psalm 29 put it, "The fear of man, quote, bringeth a snare," unquote. But those who trust in God, quote, shall be safe, unquote. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.